But prioritizing is really, really hard. I think the hardest part about it is being able to let go of the thing that you didn't prioritize.
Yeah.
So you say, okay, I am going to prioritize this thing. And then you're like, but I didn't do that other thing.
It was a terrible idea to stand on the chair, Savannah. And everybody knows that now because you fell into the table and ruined Jenga.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the ADHD Eavesdrop, where you can be a butterfly on the wall and listen in on my conversations. Today, I have my daughter, Savannah, and my son-in-law, Jack Keeson, and I'm super excited to have them back because every time they're here, it's a fiasco.
That's right.
We decided to go super casual and curl up on the couch together with our cups of coffee and just have a nice conversation. We're going to do something a little different today. And we're going to answer some questions. We'll see what you guys think. I hope you guys enjoy it and we'll have a good time. Welcome back, you guys.
Thank you. Good to be back.
So aside from the fact, the last time you guys were on, it was about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you were not you were not married yet. So it was just about, it was like 2 or 3 weeks before you guys got married that you were on together. And so it's a little bit past that because you got married in October and now it's November, but about a month and a half.
Yeah.
So pretty close. Anyway, not that it matters that much. It's like my mother telling a story. And then yesterday at 2 o'clock, we had, well, was it 3 o'clock? No, I think it was 2 o'clock. Well, it doesn't matter. No, actually, it was about 2:15. It was about quarter after because I know it was between.
Right.
So, yeah. Anyway, that's not the story we need to tell today.
It's a great grandma impression.
So today we're going to answer some questions, and I'm just going to go ahead and dive in. All right. So this first question is a really good one, and I'm going to direct it to Savannah. Savannah, what's something people don't realize is harder with ADHD than it looks?
Everything. Literally everything. Like, okay, let's get specific. Teaching. I'm going to say teaching, definitely, because I don't know. I feel like teaching is hard regularly, but when you are just as easily distracted as children, it can make it really difficult to get things done.
Oh my gosh, you're so right. You are so right, because I can attest to that, having been a teacher with ADHD.
Yes. Yes. And the problem is that they're funny, and I'm not good at not laughing. They're really funny.
Well, there's a lot of organization, a lot of, you know, being
planning.
Prepared, planning. Yeah, there's a lot of that goes into teaching. And so, absolutely, I'm sure it is harder than...
On the other hand, you might be a little bit better at, like, going with the flow and just being like, this is what we're doing now, because like that's you don't always have control over what's going on in the classroom.
Well, and it's funny because I think on the one hand you're right that it's harder than a lot of people might think, but I think also that there is probably a higher proportionally number of teachers with ADHD.
Absolutely.
I think it's a pretty common denominator in the educator community.
Yes.
So I think in some ways it must be advantageous. I think a lot of it is, I think it's advantageous because it's so different all the time and that novelty. But I think people don't realize how much organization, how much time management, how much emotional regulation.
Yes.
All these things all go into teaching.
Yes. And it's interesting that you mentioned the time management thing, because my kids know if I walk into class and say, "Yo, I'm not wearing my watch. I forgot my watch." They're going to be like, it's going to be an interesting time.
I feel like with teaching with ADHD as well, is there's an element of figuring out how to make boring things fun. Like when I would teach summer camps for kids, one of the things I would love to do is start each class with a 10-minute just session where we just asked questions. Like, what are you curious about? Let's talk about that for a moment. And then we get into the lesson of the day. And, you know, it might be like the water cycles, but, you know, we're still finding ways to make it interesting and fun. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Are we ready for our next question?
I think so.
Lay it on me.
All right, this one I'm going to send to Jack.
Ooh.
In Jack's direction, where did my list of questions go? Here it is. What is your relationship with clocks and time?
Yeah.
Great question.
Man, I generally have a healthiest relationship with clocks and time. Like, in my mind, I immediately go to specifically clocks. Like, I have a relationship with the clock in my car because I will set it to be early. So that I will think, well, I need to get there and then have a higher chance of being at two places, usually early, which is good, but sometimes it can be too much.
Doesn't your brain do the calculations? Yeah. You know that your clock is set ahead.
Weirdly enough, that's one of the horse blinders I have on. This is what the clock tells me, ergo, boof, like that's awesome. Just it. Because that's one of those blind spots for my
brain
mind.
Would be like, no, I know what time it is.
Exactly. That's how
See,
I am
that's,
too.
No, I am grateful in that element that my brain takes a lot at face value.
Well, it would
it's
make
like,
it
oh, that
easier.
Must be the time.
Yeah. Then all we'd have to do is just set our clocks ahead a little
right.
bit and we'd all be set. And unfortunately, my relationship with clocks and time is not all that friendly. Honestly, we go fist to cuff sometimes.
Yeah, curious about y'all's relationship with a circled clock. Analog clock, if you will. I tend to call it circle time.
Uh-huh.
And I can't read circle time.
You can't read circle time?
I can. It's just going to take me a really long time.
Okay, gosh, I was going to be like, I failed you as a mother.
No, I can read circle time. I'm just not going to. Well, it happened again yesterday at rehearsal. Kitten thought we were like an hour behind because the clock at the back was an hour behind from daylight savings time. And so she was looking at that one while wearing a watch. And I just can't relate because I would look at that clock and say, nah.
You know, the thing is, it's like a lot of people with ADHD, myself included, would not even think twice about that. It'd be like, okay, it possibly is. I might think, wow, time's passed fast, or is that all it is? But I have such a terrible sense of time that I really believe that I could look at a clock that was an hour off and not be really fazed by it too much.
Oh, yeah, no, she wasn't. She was just relieved when she found out that we had another hour of rehearsals.
Sure. Now, your dad, on the other hand, holy crackaroni, he would look at the clock and be like, oh, no, that's off by a minute and two or an hour and 2 minutes. Right?
Right, exactly.
I don't know how he does that.
Well, and that's kind of where I kind of dip into fully in the other direction, because I like my mind is so on like, oh, we've got this thing at 5 o'clock. It's 12:30 now. So I must make no plans.
Yes.
I must be ready for the 5 o'clock.
Yes, the ADHD brain that can only do one thing a day.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Right? And so I almost fell into that trap earlier today because I cleaned the bookshelf.
Right.
Yeah.
And my brain said, well,
I've succeeded.
That's right.
I cleaned the
done.
Bookshelf, right? And like going on to the office was a push.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because, but I'm just the same. So like on Tuesday, I have a vet appointment for the cat in the morning. I have a client in the afternoon. Then I have a doctor's appointment for me and another client after that. So it's not so much like how busy I am. Oh, look how busy I am. That's not what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is there's way too many things in that day.
Definitely.
I would agree.
I feel like I look at that day and I think 4 things.
That's right. Too many things.
Two, which at least are appointments.
4 things.
I really like more like 3 of the 4. 4 of the 4. Oh, they're all appointments. That's wild.
Because I also have a girl gang.
Oh my God. That is too much. Man.
5 things.
That'll be a good release after it, though, right?
Yeah.
But it's still a thing for sure. But yeah. Like...
Well, and I think that's actually why I tend to, I will overplan a day for the sake of having free time another day.
Yeah.
I will
sure.
just like push all of my things into one day or into a like 8 hour slot. Like if I've got doctor's appointments, I'm going in the morning. First thing in the morning, because then I still have the afternoon.
Yeah.
Right? That makes sense.
Also, like, that way I'm already going. I'm already doing things. I'm already, you know, and that way I can't, like, my energy doesn't die out and I don't have to be like, I'm going to do the thing.
Right.
Oh, that was a good question. I like that one.
Yeah, that's nice. My relationship with Papa Time.
Yeah, right. Great. I'm gonna take this one.
Ooh, yeah.
All right. How do you decide what's important when everything feels important?
Priorities.
Oh, yeah.
Prioritization. I remember when I got my job as department head at Kalamazoo Central, and I can vividly remember looking at my supervisor and saying, you are going to have to tell me what is the most important thing, because everything is the most important thing.
Yep.
Yes.
Right. Of course, that doesn't bode well for a working setting when you're like, I can't prioritize. Mm-hmm. But I really was having a hard time with it because everything seemed like it had to be done
today.
Now.
Yep.
Right now.
Right now.
Right.
Yes.
Right now, or it doesn't get done.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, or I'm a complete failure, and there's like no physical way possible to get everything done at that time.
Yeah.
Yes.
That way.
Oh, that's why I love deadlines. I mean, I hate deadlines, but I love deadlines because then I can actually prioritize. Like, if this thing needs done by end of day today, then I'm going to prioritize that over a thing that needs to be done by end of day tomorrow.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, but deadlines help with that. But false deadlines don't help me very
much. No, I can't.
No. Like, once you create for yourself, it's like, I made that. I can shift that.
Right. Yes. What you need to do is, like, pull somebody into the fold and say,
yeah,
you know, they set the deadlines for you. You have to have an assistant.
Yes,
an assistant,
absolutely.
That this is the deadline, and then it's not really. And well, then never, like, tells you.
Yes.
Never tells you that they're doing it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, and that's like, I feel like my supervisors at work do that because they always give me loose deadlines. They always give me a deadline, and then it's like, if you need more time, just let us know. You know, so it's like, I definitely want to get it by that deadline because I don't want to deal with it. But it's also like, sometimes I feel like your supervisors are just okay with being the bad guy. You know, it's like, yeah, you're going to give me a deadline and I'm probably going to be mad about it. But you're my supervisor and I'm probably going to be mad about a few things that you do.
Right.
I still like you. You're still a good person.
For the most part.
Yeah. For the most part. But I'm going to be mad at you.
I do think, too, there's something to be said for going down this list of tasks and figuring out which ones you can do along the way to doing other tasks. Like, which you can kind of Russian nesting doll into each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Like when we were leaving the house this morning.
Yeah.
Yes, because we needed to take out the litter and we needed to take out the trash. And I was thinking, I was like, you know, okay, so I'll get myself ready and then we can take the trash out on the way over to your house.
Yeah.
Because we were going to have to drive the trash to the end of the driveway because it's like 200 miles long.
And when I, you know, to answer the question as far as figuring out what to do when everything feels important, is I try to start breaking things down as to, is it time sensitive? What you said with the deadlines, is somebody else counting on me to get it done? And, you know, like, generally we aren't motivated by importance of other people. I do know that if somebody else is waiting for me to get something done so that they can get their job done, that that's probably a higher priority than something that I need to get done for me to get my job done.
Yes, agreed.
So I look at that, and then I look at the energy and mental energy and strength it's going to take to do the activities. And if it's going to take more energy than what I have, I move on to some other things that I do have enough energy for. But prioritizing is really, really hard. I think the hardest part about it is being able to let go of the thing that you didn't prioritize.
Yeah.
So you say, I am going to prioritize this thing. And then you're like, but I didn't do that other thing.
Right. Yep. Exactly. Or maybe I would have rathered do that other thing.
Yeah.
Or maybe I should have done it.
And I didn't.
Right. So, because do any of us ever second guess ourselves?
Oh, all the time.
Never. Well, I suppose, too, that there's that must be part of the metric, too, is weighing the consequence of, like, if this thing has to be put aside for now, is that the least of the impacts that these tasks could have, like,
the lowest possible consequence.
That was another thing I was going to, thank you for reminding me, is the impact. Yeah. What is the impact of the activity? Is it a small impact or is it a big impact? Because it could be a small activity, like, you know, calling my mom for 5 minutes. But it's a really big impact.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, an hour long seminar on something that I've seen before. And I know that has very little impact. So prioritizing things that impact yourself or the people around you are also a good way to prioritize. Thank you for reminding me of that.
But of course.
I was actually, I think that kind of leads into the thing that I was thinking too, which is that, like, as much as I love deadlines, if it is like a self-imposed thing, like cleaning my house, right? Like I can say, I got more important crap to do than clean my room. But when you mention the impact part of that, it's like, oh, you don't really think about like the impact it has on you to have a clean space. And if I consider that more often as a priority, I maybe trick my brain. I wanted to tell you an interesting thing that I saw on Instagram about kind of like tricking your brain into being okay with chores. And I showed Jack this too.
Yeah.
You just make everything magical. I'm not making the bed. I'm sealing the portal to the dream realm. You know, like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm not taking out the trash. I'm banishing old things and welcoming new things or whatever. You know, you just make it more magical. It's like, oh.
Yeah. I mean, I've done the whole acting thing while I'm. Yeah. I generally am that Cinderella character, you know, like,
I remember as a kid when you
stepmother
you would try to get me to play that game. You would try to get me to pretend I was Cinderella, and I would always be like, I'm not doing it. I'm mad and I'm not
and you're
doing
like,
it.
Good job.
Right. Because it worked for me.
Well, yeah. You know, and I was like, it was so hard to get me to do chores and cleaning as a child.
I think specifically with this idea of making them kind of into rituals, I think that particularly would work well for recurring tasks.
Yeah.
You know, where like you have to do the clothes every week, you know, you have to do the bed every week, you know.
Yeah, I'm not good with that stuff.
Same.
Like, I mean, like, I've tried to say, oh, you do this on Mondays, you know, do the bathroom on Mondays, on this Tuesdays, and I don't stick well to that.
Yeah.
Generally for me, I walk into the bathroom one day and I say, my God, that sink is filthy.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I clean the whole bathroom.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Because if I try to force myself to clean, I might get one or two things done. But if I get in there and be like, I'm going to clean the whole thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, or like if, you know, you're in the kitchen, like we were in the kitchen the other day.
Yes. And you were doing the dishes because we were just chit-chatting.
Because we were just chit-chatting and it was easier because then you got that body doubling thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
On there.
Yes. Or like a task doubling too. Cause like
task stacking.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
I did that this morning. I made a pot of coffee and while I was waiting for the pot of coffee to make, I did the dishes.
Hey, you know, I've done that, you know, like it takes about the same length of time to unload the dishwasher as it does to make a cup of coffee.
Mm. I used to do that sometimes when I would make like, I remember I did this once to you and Dad. I was making a bagel and I was waiting for my bagel to cook. So while the bagel was cooking, I did the dishes and you guys were like, are you okay? Why are you doing the dishes?
You're freaking me out.
And I was like, I'm waiting for my bagel to cook.
Did
I was
you do something?
Filling
are you
the time.
To right? What's and, going on here?
And Dad was like, we need to keep bagels in the house. More bagels.
More bagels.
That only worked like maybe two or three times. Right.
Oh yeah, but I love doing stuff like that.
Time me
or the washer machine.
Absolutely. All right, are we ready for one more question here?
I think so.
Oh, there's two good ones. All right, who wants this one?
I take it.
Right. I mean, we're all gonna end up talking.
Of course, it's just who starts it.
Sure. Let him do it.
Who's starting this one?
I start it.
All right, Jack's starting this one. Does creative energy ever turn into chaos? And how do you rein it back in?
Oh my God, yes. Wow. That is a really good one. What comes specifically to mind first is times where I'm trying to tidy things up and I'll keep hopping to another thing and having not finished the first thing. The best thing I can think of is our craft corner where like, oh, I'm starting to tidy up the craft corner a bit. I've got this thing which goes on the desk. So I'm over here at the desk now. I haven't finished the craft corner, but the desk is just overwhelmed. and the cords aren't managed. So I'm going to go manage the cords really quick. And, oh, you know, it's kind of dusty under the desk. So maybe I'll grab the vacuum and on the yes. way. So it absolutely does just kind of devolve sometimes.
Yes,
where
absolutely.
It feels like you're being productive. And in a way, you are, because you're shipping tiny little corners off a bunch
right,
of different
you're getting
tasks.
Absolutely nothing done.
Absolutely nothing. It's essentially the same when you revisit it later.
And expending a lot more energy, too, because you're moving all over the place. And I think that's where, like, the task stacking, it can be helpful if you can task all of the stacks. Stack all of the tasks correctly.
Yeah.
If you do that in the right order, but sometimes you're like, oh, I was over there and now I should have grabbed that while I was over there. And it's like.
Like if you finish the task.
Yes.
Like.
And then I will get the ADHD paralysis where it's like, I do this a lot where I'm in between two places and I'll be like going one way and I'll be like, oh, but the other thing. And then I'll stop and I'll go the other way and I'll be like, but this.
Two or three times, you know, you're like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Absolutely.
You start looking like you're doing like a... I remember as a kid.
Yes.
Especially, but even... Okay, even into adulthood, it happened. But for me, my personality, my ability to get people laughing, my ability to engage people and be like the life of the party can turn from fun to chaos. In a hot minute. And then suddenly I've gone too far.
And I'm doing too much.
And I'm doing, I'd be doing too much.
I'd be doing too much.
And so I need to paddle it back. And that triggers an RSD event.
That is so real.
Yes. And so like that for me is one of the ones where it's just like everything is going great. People are laughing. You're having a great time. And then all of a sudden it's like, whoops.
Yeah.
I did too much.
Did too much.
And now I'm embarrassed.
My cup overfloweth.
And now I'm going to shell. I do that when I drink.
Yeah.
It's like the same thing. Like I will be. It was a terrible idea to stand on the chair, Savannah. And everybody knows that now because you fell into the table and ruined Jenga. No, I greatly enhanced the experience.
Yes, exactly.
For everyone.
You made it memorable.
But at the moment I was like, well. Here we go. I had to go cry for a minute because I was so embarrassed.
Yeah, but that for me is the experience.
Well, and that's, I'll do a little aside on that as well that I was thinking about recently where it's interesting to try to pick the tasks that fill your cup in certain ways and how those tasks have different, kind of, if we're sticking with the metaphor, amounts of water to them, depending on the day. Or like the season. It's never the same. Like, oh, I did this yesterday and it gave me this dopamine. So I'll do it again today and it'll give me this dopamine.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Exactly. Just like, you know, how purple can be my favorite color one day and then turquoise the next.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, and then back to purple. And because like I don't know depending on the day.
Yeah. Yep.
And I swear to God, my eye color matches my personality because my eyes change. If somebody asks me, what's your favorite something or other, my answer is always depends on the day, depends on where I am
right now.
Absolutely.
Right now or like yesterday or like when I was a kid or
what's your favorite comfort food? Well, right now it would probably be like hot cocoa.
Oh yeah,
you know, but
that's a good point because I never really, like, in my mind it's always been what's your favorite food. Well, it's, you know, it has to be the same food all the time. It's like no
right,
you have different favorite foods. That's something I didn't fully come to yet, actually. Yeah, I keep thinking I need to have like a default answer for that. It's like, no. Can have different favorite foods.
When I'm in Italy.
When in Rome.
Right. When dining in Scotland.
Tea tastes better in England.
It does.
I'm sure it does.
It tastes better in England. Yeah. I've tried. I've used the same kind of tea and like I've done it all the same way that we made it in England and it's not the same.
Because you're not the same place.
That was 2019.
Jeez.
Yeah, I know. Crazy, right? All right, Jack and Savannah, we have had a great conversation, I would say. I would dare say.
Agreed.
Great questions, great answers.
Great times.
Hopefully a little bit of relatability for our butterflies. And hopefully you guys can put up with the chaos that is out. Yeah, like the chaos.
Full circle.
That is us. I hope you've enjoyed the time. If you have, make sure you like, subscribe, do all the things, comment, ask us questions. We'd love to answer your questions. Say we'll be serious about them, but I think it would be fun to continue with this if you guys like it. So let us know if you like it or not. Right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. You guys are up for answering more questions, right?
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
I knew it. All right. So thank you again and see you next time.
Goodbye.